Good morning, John and Tammy.
Hey, what's going on? It's the John Party.
John,
thanks for calling, pal. How are you doing, man?
Good.
John Party is coming back to San Diego, North Island Credit Union Amphitheater. That show is this Saturday. Glad you're joining us this morning, man.
Yep, I'm back, ready to rock.
I was going to ask if you're getting any sleep. I mean, a two-month-old has a tendency to keep us up at night.
Yeah, no, we're getting good sleep. She's a good sleeper, and Summer's a great mom, and she knew I needed the rest, so I got a solid 6 days of rest, and I'm good to go.
Is Presley jealous of her at all?
No. Presley's like got her own world going on. She has a big imagination, so like she just kind of stays out of being his way and does whatever Presley does, man. She's always about on to the next rainbow or butterfly.
Nice.
Oh, I love that. She's like, yeah, whatever. It's a new baby. I really don't care. I got better things to do.
There's something poetic about that line,
right?
On to the next rainbow and butterfly. That's pretty sweet, actually.
John Party
is our guest. John, we've known you for a long time. We've had plenty of conversations, plenty of laughs. We got to watch you cry on stage with Alan Jackson inducting you in the Grand Ole Opry. You've literally basically done every aspect of your career so far. You've been the opener to the opener. You've been the headliner now. As a headliner of the tour, are you showing the supporters things that you learned what to do and what not to do when you were just starting out, or are you letting them figure it out for themselves?
I mean, I'm always down to answer questions from younger artists coming up, and I felt like sometimes I never had that, and so I always wanted to give anybody that needs advice or text me, call. But, you know, Luke Bryan was always somebody that would always reach out and check with me if I saw him or asked questions, and that was always something that I remembered. And Dirks, those guys, still coming up, like, we toured so much together that I had a little bit of that. And so I try to remember how they treated me and treat everybody like that.
You're fortunate that they were there for you, because they are two of the nicest and I think most helpful, I mean, artists out there. John and I watched Dirks 1 year when he would come out and watch the opener to the opener and then the opener, you know, to support them. So that's really awesome that you got to have that experience.
Yeah, and it's not the first time we've heard that about Luke as well. Other people have said Luke has been instrumental in just picking up the phone and saying, hey, how you doing? Are you keeping yourself in check? And actually, if advice is asked, giving proper advice.
Yeah, me and Luke, we get more into the comedy realm of laughing and inappropriate jokes, but, you know, we'll just keep that radio edit right there.
Can we hear an inappropriate joke from Luke Bryan as told by John Party? I got a duck button for a reason.
Hey, that's for an HBO special.
Okay.
I'll gladly be a partake in that one. I love your sense of humor, John. What would you say is different about your new album now?
We just let the walls down a little bit, turned up the amps a little bit, and just really went for something that wouldn't be like the same old stuff. But we just really went for it and had fun. And we recorded the album in 2 weeks with the band and some of my favorite studio musicians. Some songs I wrote, you know, 6 years ago that, you know, Summer's asking why we never recorded them. And then
oh, that's
just
cool.
Just kind of like coming out and being like, hey, look, we're going to rock a little harder this album, and you're going to like it, and you're going to talk about it, and I don't care if you don't like it.
It must be a nice feeling to have that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Real liberating feeling. This is my thing. This is my work. I finally get to do exactly what I want to do.
And it was a lot of fun. And it's not that I never got to do that, but this has just been like a whatever. Like, let's do it. There's so many influences in country music now that I feel like if you don't take advantage of it, you're kind of missing out. Like, hell, we got Hardy doing heavy metal.
Good point. John Party is joining us. He is doing a show at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on Saturday. Tickets are available at KSON.com.
John, if you don't mind hanging out, I want to delve a little deeper into that and the new listeners of country and where they come from, if you don't mind. And we'll continue that conversation coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Back with John Party, who's doing a show on Saturday night at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
You know, it's funny because I ask younger listeners, like in their late teens or early 20s, you know, what it is about country music that they like. And you think you know what they're going to say, and it always blows me away the direction that they go. But I have this young coach at the gym I work out at. His name is Justice. And he's so excited for your show, by the way. He can't wait to be there. And I asked him why he liked your music so much. And he said, you know, he just makes me happy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like making people happy. That's the beauty of music is it's very lifting, and it can be very darkening and be very saddening. And but I choose to see on the happy side, you know, butterflies and rainbows.
John, we spoke with Luke Combs recently. He said something very interesting about what fame has, what's happened to him since his career has taken off. I wonder if you're going to agree with this. He said it was easier to be in contact and feel connected to his fans when he was just starting out than it is as a country superstar, a headliner now. He feels somewhat, even though he's, you know, and you as well, are adored by thousands of fans every night you play live, somehow it's different than that 10 people at a bar gig when you first started out. Can you vibe with that, or is that a totally different take?
You know, Luke Combs playing football fields, man, you know, that's a little hard to be up close and personal. I'm still not there. That's a lot more people.
Sure, but we're talking, you know, tens of thousands of people are going to be coming to watch you play. I mean, that's still a pretty substantial crowd.
No, I know, but I feel like you can still do it. I feel like you can just stop and take a moment and talk to the crowd and tell them how you feel and, like, what, you know, just give them, like, that moment that you're in, and then you can share that personal stuff. And of course, like, you know, the meet and greets and stuff and taking pictures, that's where it gets, like, you can't take pictures with 10,000 people. That's, like, crazy. But, like, there's just moments where you can give them that you're still there, but it does get harder. It's definitely not like playing at Losers for 15 people till 2 a.m. in the morning.
That's a good point. John, we look forward to you coming to town. It's going to be a great night for a show. You always put on a good show here, and San Diego loves you tremendously. If you haven't done it yet, you definitely need to write a sweet little song for Presley called Rainbow and Butterflies, for sure.
That would be just for Presley.
Yes. Isn't that nice. I just love it. I love that's how you described her, by the way.
All right, John. Have a wonderful trip. Continued success on this tour. And we'll talk when we talk again, man. Good talking to you now.
Okay. Good to talk to you guys. Thank you.
All right,
you.
John. Take
Thanks,
care, pal.
John. Bye, honey.
One more time, you can get John party tickets at KSON.com for his show this Saturday. 833-287-1037. Right now, let's get you on to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge so you and your family can enjoy Brick or Treat at Legoland. A family four-pack for you just for playing Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. All your kids are going to love that. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.